For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. It's not unusual for a college student to travel overseas as part of a study abroad program or research effort. What is unusual, however, is meeting the grandmother of the sitting U.S. president. That's exactly what happened to Amy Carell, a Somerset native and WKU student who recently traveled to Kenya to conduct research for her honors thesis on geriatric health studies. More on that meeting with Mrs. Obama in a minute. First, I asked Amy to talk about what she was researching while she was in Kenya.
Just recognize a lot of needs in even the hospital setting, and was just curious to how elders were functioning outside of that. And so just visited the really rural areas, did home visits and survey with translator with elderly 60 and above, and just did blood pressure evaluation, height and weight for malnutrition, which is a pretty rampant there, and then just did general questions of whether or not they were happy with their current physical state, or if they had access to clean water, if they had access to a doctor, or how hard it would be for them to come across just the daily food supply that they need. Are they having at least three meals a day?
You were able to meet a very special, important person that I guess when you first went to Kenya, you didn't necessarily think you would meet. Tell us about this circumstance.
Absolutely. Mrs. Sarah Obama, President Obama's biological grandmother, it's about 2 hours from where I was staying in my village. And one day we decided to make the trip up and to see if she would be interested in taking part in my project. And I got there, and she lives in a very humble African home, but she does have a gate and a guard. And I was able to talk with him about who I was and what I was doing and my hopes for Kenya and my project. And Mrs. Obama was very welcoming and invited me right into her home and was willing to answer any questions I had. I got to discuss with her everything from what I'd found in my village and then what she does. She has a Sarah Obama Foundation and is actually active housing widows, educating orphans. She has Grandmothers Against Malaria. So she's just a huge, they call her a goodwill ambassador of Kenya. And it was extremely great to just get to speak with someone so influential and to get to see what she thought it was that the elderly needed. And I got to gain perspective from that.
I was going to ask, was there anything in particular that you took away from that conversation in terms of any wisdom that she imparted on you concerning your research?
Mrs. Obama had really great information regarding the women who are older, which is actually the majority. Just as anywhere in the world, the lifespan is much longer and many are left widowed, especially with the age where they marry, and culturally they like to marry older. So a lot of times women who are 60 and above are, she says the thing they need most is empowerment, because they're kind of at a standstill if they've lost their husband, and with HIV AIDS rampant, a lot of times lost their kid, and they're caring for 6 or 7 orphans, but they aren't employed. And their work has always been in the garden or as banana salesmen or basket weavers, nothing that they can substantially do as an older person with arthritis or with, just severe pain. Those jobs are closing. And so her goal and what she would like to see me develop is just ways to empower the elderly women. And she thinks there would be a huge impact from that.
We've been speaking with Amy Carell, a Somerset native and WKU student majoring in geriatric health studies, who met President Obama's grandmother as part of a research trip she took to Kenya. You can see a picture of Amy and Mrs. Obama at WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.